President-elect Obama has pledged to send more U.S. troops into Afghanistan. The extra forces are needed to stabilize a country that has seen increasing violence this year. But it's not clear how welcome those new soldiers would be in Afghanistan. Many Afghans are upset by a series of U.S. air attacks that have resulted in civilian casualties. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai said today he would, quote, bring down U.S. planes bombing villages if he could, end quote. Ali Ahmad Jalali used to work for Hamid Karzai as Afghanistan's interior minister. He now teaches at the National Defense University in Washington. Mr. Jalali, President Karzai went on to say that he has himself no power to stop the U.S. bombers. How true is that?
Well, this is the problem. In Afghanistan, the government does not have control on many operations going on in the country, although some elements of the Afghan security forces participate in these operations. So Kabul is not in control.
But couldn't President Karzai, for example, ask the U.S. forces to leave or at least renegotiate the terms under which the U.S. forces operate in his country?
I think he will not ask them to leave because he several times said that we need international forces. And the forces are welcomed by the majority of Afghan people. But, yes, he has said several times, not only him, but other Afghan leaders, that there should be some kind of a cooperation and coordination of security operation with the Afghan government. And now the issue of the status of forces issue is being debated in Afghanistan.
Mr. Karzai has hinted before of the possibility of negotiations, and today he went so far as to say he would give sanctuary to Taliban leader Mullah Omar if Omar would give himself up and agree to abide by the Constitution. How wise do you consider that stance?
Well, usually all insurgencies should end finally through negotiations and talks. And I think the environment in Afghanistan is such that government is not a strong position, nor do its international partners, to get a better deal from talks with Taliban. I think you have to shape the environment in a way that you get a better deal from talking to insurgents.
Mr. Jalali, can a President Barack Obama trust Hamid Karzai to be an effective partner in this war?
Well, I think that both sides should address the main issues in the context of a joint strategy and a unified policy. It is not the question on one side or the other. It's the question of a comprehensive strategy, a comprehensive approach to issues under a unified or in the context of a unified vision and unified strategy. If you have this, I think you can work. Both sides can work together.
That's what would be ideal. Do you think that Hamid Karzai is the man?
Well, I don't know. It's the Afghans will decide with the next presidential elections.
That's right. What would you decide?
Well, he does not need my vote. He needs the vote of the majority of the people of Afghanistan.
Okay. I guess that's as much as we're going to get out of you on that question, huh? Ali Ahmad Jalali was the interior minister of Afghanistan from 2003 to 2005. He was speaking to us from Washington. Thank you very much.